Okay, I'm gonna be just discussing the touch typing technique that I use in particular, what fingers I use and the finger placement, and if I slide or if I touch or what do I do while I'm typing. I should have included this in the actual demo, but I'm sorry, it would have been just too much for I'm okay at multitasking for the most part, but trying to touch type, focus on what I'm typing and discuss where my finger placement is on an iPhone all at the same time would have just taxed things a bit. Pretty much I place my I hold my iPhone with both hands. I use my right thumb. Pretty much I use both my thumbs. I use my right thumb for the right half of the keyboard screen and the left for the left half. For things like the numbers, shift, or symbol screen, I'll use my left thumb to touch, and if I don't get it right on the dot, I'll slide up or down or towards that direction to get that specific button I'm looking for. Then I'll use my right thumb to split tap, and as far as the space bar goes, I'll use whichever one's closer or whichever one's gonna get there first. And for the delete, I'll use my right thumb to either touch it if I can get it right on the dot. If not, I'll slide around until I get it, and then I'll use my left thumb to split tap. And when I'm talking about split tap, what that's referring to is I use either my left or right thumb, touch or slide to the button or character I'm looking for. Then with the other thumb, I'll touch anywhere on the screen, which in iPhone voiceover terminology is referred to as a split tap. And that same technique is used pretty much for only the buttons, the special, what they call the special characters or special buttons, such as delete, numbers, symbols, shift, but everything that's on the keyboard as far as the letters, numbers, and punctuations and symbols go, if you have it set to touch typing, which I prefer, I'll either touch in the general area, and most of the time, probably 90% of the time, I'll get it right on a dot, and I'll lift up. And I'll enter a letter and I'll quickly go towards the next letter or character and just repeat the same step. And if I don't get it right on dot, I'll slide it depending on wherever. If let's say if I'm looking for T and if I land on the Y, I'll slide to the left a bit, and once I hear T, I'll lift up. The trick with touch typing is it's not so much that it's time sensitive that you have to hold it down for half a second or so. It's partly that, but the touch screen seems to be pressure sensitive as well. What that means is if you gently touch the screen and hold it there for like a second or whatever, it won't do anything and you lift up. It won't activate that letter or character. So you kind of have to apply a little more pressure than you normally would if you're exploring the screen. So that's pretty much what I use as far as touch typing goes. The right thumb for the right half, and the left thumb for the left half, and split tap for those special controls.